Astral is facing worsening municipal infrastructure issues at its Standerton unit, which has led to water supply interruptions, costing the company around 85 million rand to date. In the meantime, Astral has agreed to an emergency but pricey arrangement with the local municipality to allow the particular unit to operate normally. Andy Crocker, MD of the company's commercial division, joins us on the line now to discuss what this trade-off will mean for the bottom line moving forward. Thanks so much, Andy, for your time. This evening, we'll be getting into the detail of the deal that you've struck in just a bit. But first, I want to take a look at the issues you face, in the Standerton area, because it comes despite a court order requiring the municipality on that end to provide a minimum supply of water. Has that just been impossible, or are we looking at municipalities simply reneging?
Good evening, Alicia. Yes, thanks very much. So we require about 5.5 megalitres of water at our processing facility per day in the Standerton Lekwa municipal area. And that 5.5 megalitres, they were falling short of that. And we had a mutually agreed court order where that would be dropped to 4 megalitres to try and assist with a balance between ourselves and the community. Unfortunately, the deterioration in infrastructure had already reached a point beyond that, and they were unable to achieve the 4 megalitres that was agreed to originally. And so we've been limited to even less than that, approximately 50% of our requirement.
Okay, step in the plan that's now being tabled. Where water issues have already cost you at least 85 million rand, what's this emergency solution that you've come to the fore with?
Alicia, thanks. You mentioned normal in the beginning, and it's definitely not normal. The emergency situation we've managed to agree with the municipality is they will supply a minimum of 2 megalitres through the municipal infrastructure. That's our normal water, where we used to get the 5.5 megalitres. And then they've appointed us as a service provider and agreed to cede 3.5 megalitres of their raw water entitlement out of the Vaal River system to us as Astral. Now, to use that, we have to extract it. We're transporting it by road, 120 tanker loads a day, a road train, to a filtration plant that we've built post-haste at our processing plant in the town. And that is obviously comes at an exceptionally higher cost than what would be considered normal.
How much more is this going to cost you, Andy?
Getting this road train so well fine-tuned, we're working on that at the moment, but we estimate we're about to get the cost down to a couple of million rand additional per month, so around 2 million rand additional per month.
Okay, that's the price tag, the additional price tag we're looking at here. Have you been, in the meantime, working at reducing, your water needs on a daily basis? Can you?
There are limited opportunities for that. We have been water efficient for some time as well. We managed to reduce the 5.5 megalitres under crisis situation to around 5 megalitres and then still to meet scheduled production. But we obviously, it's a hygienic environment, a food production environment, and it has a requirement for water and cleanliness. And so there are limitations to what we can do. We can look at further waste treatment. We already have some of the most advanced flay systems in terms of treating our water post-use. And we've, in the Cape during the drought, had to incorporate a reverse osmosis plant that we've turned that as potable water, and we will make some strides like that as well. But they are quite efficient users of water already.
Yeah. Okay, so with that being the case and what you've been labeled an interim measure, Andy, how long do you see this being the name of the game as far as, water supply to your operations is concerned?
Yes, so the interim solution is they've given us access to the water for 24 months. We would not like to see it go that long. It obviously gives us some protection to be able to keep our staff working and the shift patterns in operation. However, the reason it's referred to as interim is we need a long-term solution that either requires the municipality to reinstate and improve the infrastructure supply, which is the ideal. We live in that community. We operate in that community. We have since 1972, and we would like to draw our services from the municipality. The other alternative is for us to do it ourselves, which obviously comes at an additional capital cost. What is important is that with various government agencies' assistance, there is a plan on the table to improve the municipal infrastructure. It comes at a hefty price tag, and we're not sure where that finance is going to come from yet. And the most important part is who's actually going to execute that plan. Mm-hmm. And it's that responsibility that we still need to finalise with our compatriots.
Because as part of that earlier court order, the municipality was to submit a longer term plan with regard to, its water infrastructure moving forward. Have you been engaging with the municipality quite robustly on this?
We have. We've tried to assist where possible. We have a long history in the town of assisting with repairs and maintenance of the infrastructure, obviously to the benefit of the greater Standerton community. We had a period where communications were somewhat lackluster, but with the assistance of the Department of Economic Development at the time, now Trade and Industry, involvement of COCTA, and a group called MISA, the Municipal Infrastructure Support Agency, there is a plan on the table, and that plan has viability. What's important is somebody has to execute and take responsibility for that.
Yeah. I mean, of course, you're going to be helping the municipality by giving it equipment, expertise and labor worth 10 million rand. Andy, are you pretty confident that Lekwa Municipality is going to be able to get its act together sooner rather than later?
More recently, we've seen a definite change in the behavior and the intention of the municipality. I think they realize we're an important part of the community, as are other businesses. And the knock-on effect of Standerton's Goldie plant suffering is to affect on suppliers and the community at large. So we do see intent to have it resolved. We've pledged the 10 million rand of assistance in the form of equipment and other types of assistance. And we will try and make it work, and we will do everything possible to get the long-term solution that best suits us as all parties and all users.
Well, let's leave it there. Thanks so much, Andy, for your time this evening. Of course, Andy Crocker is MD of the Commercial Division at Astral.